This is episode 1182. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. And that's the part you'll connect to today as you are guided in a meditation technique, as you explore compassion. I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. The techniques are always customized around a theme we explore for a full week in depth. This allows you to focus on a particular quality in your life to really master it. And the theme for this week we're focusing on is all about moods. How to keep yourself anchored in the kind of mood you want to be in. So it's easy to find your moods on someone else's agenda, especially if their bad mood is rubbing off on you, or news or outside events are bringing your mood down. And as I record this, I live in Florida in the United States, and there has been a huge tropical depression circulating over the state of Texas, which is right across the Gulf of Mexico from where I live in Florida. In fact, they experienced a hurricane, and now this storm just keeps circulating, dumping rain on them for days on end. There are, at this point, but it's likely to increase, tens of thousands of people who are displaced from their homes. There have been some deaths, and I know this has also happened recently where there have been major floods in Southeast Asia that have actually killed more than 1,000 people and displaced thousands and thousands more. So there are all these events happening in the world at any given place and time. And here you are focusing on being in a good mood. So you may think, you know, these events are kind of interrupting your weekly focus this week. I doubt you're saying that to yourself, but you may be wondering, how can I be in a good mood when all these events bring me down, and these images and the news and whatever else may be happening in your life and in the world around you? And I want to let you know that it's not always necessary to be in the best, most joyous mood. That's not really the goal of this series. The goal of this series is more to keep you uplifted, regardless of what's going on around you or happening to you. So when you encounter these tragedies and these unexpected circumstances that cause you to grieve and even to feel anger, and these may be situations that aren't going to disappear within a few days. I know with the flood victims in Texas, these events are likely to cause a lot of long-term challenges. So to keep yourself uplifted, I want to share with you the difference between feeling sorrow and feeling compassion, because there is a difference, a very important difference. And there's also the emotion, which you may come across, where people feel indifferent. They may feel, even if they're on a path where they're exploring yoga and meditation, they can feel like, well, that's just their karma. I have my karma and that's their karma. Or other people who feel like they just put on blinders because they don't know how to handle the situation, or they don't want to think about that situation because it interrupts their life. And so what I want to share with you is, be mindful of emotions and moods that have a tendency to keep your energy upward, meaning connected to others, regardless of the circumstance, whether it's tragic or joyful, where you feel connected to others. That will keep you lifted upward. That'll keep your mood high. When you feel disconnected from others in your own world, or that's their karma, or you feel this grief or sorrow, that's disempowering. That doesn't help you to move you forward, to feel strong within yourself, to share your strength with others. Sorrow keeps you stuck. You can feel the sadness, but feel the sadness in an empowering way, to where you feel compassion. Because compassion is where you identify with the struggles of others, regardless of the emotion, and you act on it. So you may not be able to physically help someone in need. You may give or donate possessions or money, but even if you can't do that, sometimes the most powerful gift you can give someone is your strength. Staying strong within yourself, not hoarding this strength where you're strong and they're weak, or kicking them when they're down. I mean the kind of strength that empowers others, and they can feel that strength to help them feel supported in their times of greatest need. You know the difference when someone looks at you in sorrow. Don't you just feel almost dirty, or like maybe you were to blame, or you just want to get out of their presence because it makes you feel so badly about yourself? It's disempowering. But when someone approaches you when you're going through a difficult time, and they identify what you're going through and lend you their strength, then you just latch on to that. You feel supported, and you remember who you are. You remember your strength. So in your meditation today, as you settle yourself in, begin to relax your mind and body, sitting in stillness, keeping your spine nice and straight. keeping your emotions and mood uplifted. Visualize someone in need. It could be images of people you've seen on the news or online or an entire group or region of the world. It could be yourself. You may be struggling. Visualize and send your strength. Visualize the people or yourself feeling uplifted, feeling strong within yourself. Do you feel yourself become stronger as you do this? It's empowering to strengthen others. So take this into your meditation, sending your strength to others in need, to where you feel connected. That will always keep your emotions uplifted. And if you'd like to be guided in a full half-hour meditation where you get access to over 1,000 meditations, as well as journals and guides for each week's series to go a little more deeper into the week's topic, you can try for 2 weeks free a membership site I have at my website called sipandom.com. That's S-I-P-A-N-D-O-M. Now, this is an app, and you will eventually be transferred over from the membership site to the app. The app is in test mode. We want to make it just right before we release it live. So again, you can find additional meditation support on a deeper level at sipandom.com. And as always, you are so worthy.